Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
I'm now speaking to Mr. Thulani Kunene on the line once again. Dr. Kunene, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Dr. Mori.
Tonight we are talking premarital program. And I mean, when you told me about premarital, the first reaction was counseling, because that's the only thing I know about. And I'm glad that at least there is something other than that, that I believe it will benefit our listeners a lot. Tell them how important that is compared to counseling, and if you can maybe give them a short, you know, explanation with regard to the difference between the two.
So, you know, a lot of people have gone through premarital counseling, and still those people go through divorce. So the program that I'm talking about is not counseling for people who are already there. It's a program that empowers people before they get to date. You know, people get excited about getting married, and yet there's a number of things that marriage includes, and yet people go there blind. So the program is designed to highlight the things that may lead to divorce that people don't talk about. People get into marriage not having addressed these issues. And when they get there, year one, year two, you see people going for counseling, marriage counseling. Whereas these critical things that needed to be discussed or highlighted before marriage are the thing then from year one, year two. We look at one key issue, for example. In South Africa, we have different types of marriage things. You find a person getting married, and yet they come in to marry with their previous debt, affecting the new spouse. Can we not look at a different marriage with you for that couple? Getting married out of community property so that they don't start their life with baggage, affecting both of them in marriage. Let's also look at something that is also known in the black culture, of which it has been given name, black sex. People don't discuss it, and then it becomes a problem in marriage as to how are we going to deal with this situation of supporting their home. We find other people taking a lot of resources to support their home, and yet their current household is not progressing. It leads to people fighting.
And others do that behind their spouse's backs, eh?
Yes, other people do that behind their spouse's back. And when they find out, it becomes a serious problem. The other one that I talk about on that program is co-parenting. We have a lot of people who are getting married, but they have kids from previous relationships. How are we going to deal with that? If it's a baby mama from the previous relationship and there's a child, that relationship is most likely to cause problems in this marriage if it's never addressed. You know, in the previous months, I've been talking about co-parenting, that kids are, it's difficult to parent kids, even though you are a nuclear family. It's even worse when it's a co-parenting situation, where there's mom from other side or dad from the other side who still wants access. Let's talk about these things. You address other issues of, you know, what does it mean? There's traditional part of it. The issue of SA marriage law, what it means according to the South African marriage law. So there's like 16 topics that we talk about, including an intimacy, obviously also leading to people deciding to go separate ways because it's a serious issue. We even talk about training for marriage. you may be aware, you may not be aware, that there's a lot of people who go and make the loan for marriage. As a family law mediator, I've helped people divorce, and yet the guy is saying, I'm still paying for the loan I made for the marriage. How hurtful is that? The other one has said, he's still paying for a ring, and yet he's paying for legal fees for divorce.
Ish. Yeah, ne?
The other one I said, where the guy was saying that the family of the bride is insisting that they want the 20,000 from the dollar and they want a white baby. But the poor young couple doesn't have that money. And yet the lady is succumbing to the pressure of the family. The mother is saying, I want my daughter to go out in a white dress. Everyone in the street must see that my daughter is getting married.
All my children here, but like a white dress.
Yes.
And they don't care whether the guys... Yeah.
The guy says, he don't have that budget. The lady is saying, go and make a loan. You can already see that marriage is starting on a legacy.
Yeah.
What are the problems? What challenges do they have moving forward? Are they doing this for themselves? Are they doing it for the mother and the community? Besides, I also talk about the topic, why are you getting married? People are getting married to impress their mother. In the Zulu culture, there's a saying that ngaka umuzi ka baba. So that lady is coming in to deal the main father's, you know, family. Is your love with? Are you there just to make babies? That's where the other person will be taken and left in the rural area to look after the grandparents. And then the husband comes to go back, gets another wife, and that's why he's left there. But this thing is not discussed. You know, how about you discuss it before you say I do? You know exactly what you're talking about. So that's why I'm saying a program is not counseling, but it's a program to empower people before they say I do.
How do you think this will affect marriages in the long run? Are we going to see fewer divorces because people now would be making informed decisions, or what's your take on this? How do you see this helping with regards to preparations of lasting marriages?
That's my goal, because a lot of people will get to year one and year two and they say, I never signed up for this. I was in a way that this is what I signed up for. That's why I want to have it. It seems like to put this couple in divorce in front of me, and then I look at in between what they're talking about. Oh, this particular topic is not addressed. Therefore, the one went out. This one and this issue, he or she never talked about it. And now it's coming out. Because the special thing is that you cannot hide. You cannot hide who you are. You know. And my goal is to prevent the divorce that is costly financially and emotionally. I said the other time, I went to a workshop as a speaker. It was a men's workshop, men's conference. 80% of the men here today were talking about how difficult it was to get divorced. And I was really shocked that almost 80% of men within that men's conference have gone through divorce. Some of them are still going through it, and they said, we never even knew that there's mediation. And they're talking about one thing, legal fees. Some people never recover from divorce. They will then say marriage is a scam. The scam is getting into something that you were never prepared for. Both of the parties were never prepared. Then they regard it as a scam. The other guy said, you mentioned varsity, and I thought your goals are going to be incorporated. as soon as you got married, first child, she says, I'm no longer going to work. I want to be a stay-at-home wife. He says, but I never agreed to this. So now he's in marriage and he's not fulfilled. And he says, even when I come back home, she's not dressed nicely, she's not walking with cloth. I never expected this.
How could you have helped in that situation, if they come to you for this program to say, the lady has changed her mind now, she wants to be the house executive. How could you have come in there to make sure that the two parties are happy?
Maybe let's talk about it in the beginning.
Okay. Yes.
You know, if you wish to be a house executive, change the track. You know, even career is another choice we can talk about. If one says, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, it's a difficult part to be an entrepreneur. Those people don't bring money on regular basis. You find that they may stop it and the rest of the month they don't have income. Same as an artist. If one is marrying an artist, you must know that that person may not bring money all the time. If he's on a day, he's not making a hit, or he's not getting good to acting and things like that. So meaning that person may not bring regular income. So you need to understand. So let's equip people so that when they get to this, I know who my partner is. I know what where we are going. What I do, I help them that is where they are going, how they will get there, and who's driving along the way. And if one is driving, what is the other one doing? Is he looking at the map? Is he helping with sustenance or entertainment? All of those things. You know, the other statement that I also made was that, you know, it's often lobster food after those who like soccer or rugby. It's the same stadium, same setup, but there's two type of games that can be played there. It's either they're playing rugby or they're playing soccer. There will never be a time where both sports are played at the same time in the same stadium. You find that other people using rugby rules in a soccer match. This is not going to work. If we both agree as partners that we're going to play soccer, we know what the soccer rules. Only one person touches the ball with their hand. And that's it. The different thing. Everyone uses their hands and their feet. And we know that in our marriage, we use the sport we are playing. And we know no one will come in and say, but you have offside. Well, there's no offside to that. But there is offside in soccer. The other couple I was dealing with, he said to me because he was not happy, he said, I'm playing hockey with a stick in a soccer field. You can tell that that won't go well.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look a little bit at the issue of the families. I know many of us believe, based on our different cultures, but mostly we share, you know, the same thing, whether we're Zulu or Botswana and all that. We believe that when we marry, we are not just marrying our partners and all our spouses, but we marry families. We marry into families and stuff like that. And when you travel far north, there is a problem, or in some areas of our community, the issue of bomma and what have you. And in other families and cultures, we've got the issues of the sisters-in-law. How do you prepare people for that, to say, what under these circumstances, how do you make sure that, yes, we are married into families, but there are areas where they shouldn't even come close, you know what I mean? So there is a place where it's a no-go areas. We can be able to say, yes, we are married into families and all that, but they can only come this far.
club. So the customs and traditions that we create. I helped another couple who was always working because the son said, I cannot say no to my brother.
Mm.
Every time they go home, when the funeral or something, they come back to our idea.
Yeah.
Then I asked him, did you marry this woman for your family or for yourself?
Mm.
He had to think clearly. And then it eventually came up. He said, in fact, she's my wife.
Mm.
Therefore, if he's your wife, he's now a glorified name for your family. Which is what I talk about in the Lobola part, because people are saying to me that if you Lobola, you bring your person, you find your person to be a slave. So even that song, or this song in the world, in that song, is a Swashela Pegel.
Hmm.
Whereas, is that still
in Swashela Zipegela?
2025.
Yeah.
Is that still relevant in 2025?
Hmm.
There's a lot of things that need to change. Everything evolves. We no longer have bomakotis who will go and cook and wash and raise kids.
People are Baba lokotis.
Yes. How do we expect someone with a degree to go and work and come back and cook and wash? That has to change. That really has to change. Where a person is abused because she's a makoti. You know, sometimes a guy is abused because he's a Mkonyan. Therefore, he must buy food for all the uncles because, and yet, he's trying to find his feet.
Mm.
If he doesn't buy those food, he's being labeled that he's whatever. So he needs to prove himself. It's not fair.
Mm.
But then, you as the partner, you need to protect your spouse from your family.
Okay.
That's the first thing. Because protecting your spouse is not from stranger dead and end. The only people who respect your relationship is your family.
Mm.
And you should be able to stand up for your spouse and say, no, you will not treat my person like this. This is the person I love.
Mm.
You treat him or her with respect, just like you treat your own.
Okay.
In other cases, those who are coming outside are the ones that you treat. And yet, the sisters will sit and say, Makoti will bring us tea, especially when there's hunting. The Makoti will work for that until she becomes because she's a Makoti. And those sisters who are not married, they give instructions to her. And the mothers and the aunts and everyone is bringing, giving instructions of their children, cargo, a slave that has been brought to come and serve with family.
All right. No, we hear you, sir. We are left with 2 minutes. In this 2 minutes, what else can you share with us?
You know, I was telling the other couple that I was talking with the mission and the director. He said, when I talked about this book, he said, how come you're not talking about this so that everyone knows? I said, well, it's my mistake, but I'm putting it out there now. If people are looking at starting their marriage on a good foot, rather look at this program. This program is not only for those who are already engaged and old. In fact, I would like to speak to people before they stay in the wallet. Let's start today. To prepare yourself when you choose, you already have the tools or the empowerment. You know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
All right. Yes, sir. And that, thank you once again for your time. Do you perhaps conduct some workshops and seminars, more especially in the near future, where people can come and learn firsthand on what you normally address?
Yes, we have planned with my colleague that to set up a date. She's a naturalist. She's the one who files the anti-natural contract. And he's very knowledgeable on that. So we'll join that workshop. But for individual, people can contact, send a WhatsApp only on 067-911-4591. WhatsApp only, booking, and you can run the program either online or in person. The other couple I was talking to, the men was in Cape Town, the lady was doing Joburg. They ran the program on Zoom and phone to the social media program. And that's a really interesting thing. In their case, you're already in the field of getting married. So they just need to keep the questions in the field that they don't have ever lived.
All right.
Well.
Thank you very much for your time. See you again next week, same time, same
next
place.
Week.
The Most High Willing.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.